Belinda presents this unabridged recording of Portable Curiosities, written by Julie Coe and read by Lauren Hamilton Neal. A lizard keeps following me around the house. I tell the tattoo man about it when we're sitting on his veranda one afternoon. The tattoo man has puffy eyelids and a black beard that he strokes when in deep thought. He's in his rocking chair with a stray orange cat sitting at his feet, swishing its tail. From where I'm sitting, I can see where the tattoo man starts, but not where he ends. The veranda bends in the middle to accommodate his weight. If he were ever to embrace me in a bear hug, I'd disappear into the folds of his body and never be seen again. The tattoo man looks like porcelain, stained blue. His face is tattooed with scenes from the Yangtze River. A long boat drifts down his cheekbone, and small figures cast their fishing lines next to his right nostril. Blue dragons curl around his legs, and etched across his left arm is the face of a wrinkled, laughing man. The tattoo man sets me homework. "Watch the lizard, China doll," he says, looking over his wire glasses. "Chase it into a corner. See what it does. See if it's scared of you." He calls me China doll as a joke, because I'm fat like he is. We both have big bellies. I laugh when he laughs. I rub my belly when he rubs his. And I yawn when he yawns. This is what we do on his veranda every afternoon, when my mother thinks I am next door with Mrs. Nolan eating Devon and tomato sauce sandwiches. The next day, I make my report about the lizard. "It doesn't climb up walls," I say. "I chase it into corners, but it won't go up to get away." "Good work," says the tattoo man. "That's a strange lizard." "I suppose so." "When you go home, use your special eye to look at it." "What special eye?" I tug on my t-shirt and turn my toes towards each other. "Don't play dumb with me, little genius. My eye sees your eye." He points a finger at his forehead, and then at my belly. At home, I find the lizard in the corner of our lounge room next to our TV. I pull up my t-shirt and let the eye on my belly look at the lizard. I see two things at once. My regular eyes see a lizard about the length of my forearm, its chest expanding and contracting as it breathes. But my other eye sees a little grey boy. His belly is swollen, and he looks at me with saucer eyes. I gape and he gapes. I frown and he frowns. I stick out my tongue, and he sticks out his tongue. He looks like a normal kid, but I can't see any feet on him. His legs seem to fade away as they get closer to the floor.